What would your life look like if fear was not an option? Find out in the new series, Them, The Scare. It's an all-new installment of the horror anthology, now streaming only on Prime Video. The series takes place in Los Angeles in the early 90s, with a city on edge of complete chaos. Deborah Iorindi returns this season as LAPD homicide detective Dawn Reeve, who has been assigned to solve a new case that has left even the most hardened detectives shaken, to find the South Side Slayer. As she gives everything to uncover the truth, something horrific and supernatural begins to haunt her and her family. Them, The Scare features the legendary Pam Grier, Luke James, Wayne Knight, plus many more, and is sure to keep you guessing at every turn. Horror fans, get ready for your new obsession. This is something you do not want to miss. And remember, fear is not an option. Watch Them, The Scare, on Prime Video, now streaming.
Hometown Ghost Stories contains serious and often distressing events and is not intended for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome into another episode of Hometown Ghost Stories Paranormal Update, where we bring you current events in and around the world about ghosts, cryptids, UFO sightings, and other paranormal things happening in the news. I'm Jesse Wilkins. I'm joined by Rob Coakley. Hello, Robert.
I enjoy doing these because we do the other paranormal stuff with the newspaper articles from the 1800s, but these allow us to get into some modern stuff and see what's happening around the world. And frankly, sometimes it's like, how did I not hear about this sooner? So we get to hear some of those crazy stories.
Yes. We're also joined by Dave. Hello, Dave.
Hello. So happy to be here.
Yes, as am I.
You sound so thrilled to be here.
I'm always so thrilled.
Mm-hmm. Is it because you shaved your beard? Are you just angry because
I'm not angry.
Beard length. You're always angry. We know you're always angry.
I always appear to be angry, but I'm very usually not angry.
Dave has what we like to call resting MMA face.
Yes.
Where at any point he could just start MMAing on anybody. So you got to be careful. Careful around that face, that's for sure. So we have at least three brand new stories, or somewhat recent stories, some of them brand new, events happening around the world. Where do we want to get started?
Well, if you guys want, I can start with mine, because this actually ties into one of our recent side contents that we covered. And this one is titled Vampire Skeleton Found Pinned to the Ground with Sickle Around Neck. Oh. And this is from September of 2022. So this one starts, the skeleton of a woman buried with a thin metal sickle around her neck, possibly to stop her returning from the dead, has been found. The research team from the Archaeology Institute of Nicholas Copernicus University Expedition, led by Professor Darius Polinsky, discovered the skeleton in a 17th century graveyard in the Polish village of Pien. An iron sickle was placed around the woman's neck, and there was a padlock around her big toe.
All right.
And we're going to call a timeout real quick.
I was going to say, wait a minute.
Because you guys don't know? You got to lock up the toes.
Just one toe, though.
Well, it's the big toe. It's the one you got to worry about.
This was definitely like the villagers, right? They have this idea to put this sickle around the neck. And just the village idiot, Jeff, is like, you know what else you should do? Yeah, you got to put a padlock around her big toe.
It was definitely, it was either the village idiot or like just someone completely just bystanding, like, what are these idiots doing? Oh, don't forget, you got to lock her toe. They're like, wait, what? Like, oh yeah, you don't lock her toe. She's gonna walk right out of that grave. You gotta put it. You get a padlock, clamp that thing right on her big toe. Or we're all doomed. They call it the big toe.
Like, we don't think we're good with the sickle. Like the sickle's not enough here. We need to add a lock to the toe. So, very strange. According to Polinsky, the strange burial was performed because the villagers may have thought that the woman was undead. And if you're watching this on YouTube, we see some pictures of this particular skeleton, and you do see the sickle placed right over the neck area, which is creepy, but please put a sickle over my neck after I die, because that's awesome.
At least lock up his big toe.
Yeah, make sure you you can burn all my toes for all I care.
The thing is, you got to actually put the toe in your mouth while you're putting the padlock on. Those are the rules. So these are Rob's dying wishes. He wants his toes sucked.
Oh, please don't. Please, alive or dead, please don't suck my toes. The sickle was not laid flat, but placed on the neck in such a way that if the deceased had tried to get up, most likely the head would have been cut off or injured, Polinsky told Mail Online. The padlock big toe also possibly symbolized the closing of a stage and impossibility of returning, Polinsky said.
How the hell do you come to that conclusion?
Yeah. I think it might have been a folklore thing, because I Googled it right now to see if there's some sort of like old symbolism with the toe, the padlock on the toe, and something did come up. It says it symbolizes the end of a certain stage of life. It doesn't go in any further, but it must have just been one of those old things that they used to believe for whatever reason.
Yes. Vampires and other supernatural creatures have plagued the imaginations of people across Europe for centuries. According to Scientific American, certain diseases resulted in extreme psychological and behavioral changes like schizophrenia, rabies, and tuberculosis sparked fears in other villagers that the sick person may be dangerous, and when they died, may return. Very much like we talked about in the New England vampire episode, when they were buried, they were often restrained or damaged in some way to prevent them from rising from the grave. Ways to protect against the return of the dead include cutting off the head or legs, placing the deceased face down to bite the ground, burning them, and smashing them with a stone. They just gave up on that one.
Yeah.
Just like, let's get a big stone.
Just smash it to bits. Ain't coming back.
However, the young woman found in Pien was treated with respect in comparison to women at the time who were accused of having supernatural powers. She was neither ritually murdered, nor was she one of the convicted in a witchcraft trial, Polinsky told Newsweek. Those individuals were treated in a different way, and usually they were thrown into provisional graves. Example given, the gallows. One hypothesis that Polinsky and his team have about the woman is that the locals may have feared her revenge. It is possible that in her lifetime, the woman experienced a tragedy and was harmed. On the other hand, her appearance or behavior might have provoked the contemporary residents to be afraid of her. But this may only be proved by more research on the skeleton, he said. The 17th century was an era where people believed in vampires and other creatures. In the case of this enigmatical grave, enigmatical is a word? Interesting. Grave in PN, there are more questions than answers. Just like if enigmatical is a word, that's a question. With no answer, nobody knows.
It is a word.
Yeah, more studies, enigmatical, however. Enigmatical is new to me as well.
Yeah. More studies, however, may help to identify the cause of this young woman's death. Other skeletons buried in a similar way have previously been found in Poland. In 2015, archaeologists discovered 5 skeletons with sickles around their necks in a cemetery in Drawsko, around 150 miles away from Pien. In 4 of these skeletons, the sickles were placed on the throats of the body and up against the pelvis of a 5th. So I wonder why the 5th one had it against the pelvis. Really scared of that pickled penis getting out, I guess. I don't know. I mean, like, what else? What's the other reasoning behind that? Burials that are marked by the inclusion of unusual items or where the bodies have been placed in peculiar positions, in particular where they have been mutilated or dismembered, are often viewed as evidence for anti-vampiric practices or simply as the graves of vampires, said the authors of a 2015 paper published in the journal Antiquity. And that is the story of the woman's grave who they decided to put a sickle over her neck. Makes sense to me. And then just a padlock on her big toe because got to lock them toesies up.
Yeah. I mean, when you say it makes sense to me, I know you're being facetious, but it adds up. It lines up with other things they were doing for people that they believe may have been vampires back then. They didn't know as much as we know now about the odds that vampires are probably not real. So
there was a lot more panic at the time. So you had
consumption running wild and taking people out. And that was a lot of the panic that you had for vampires, where they were just looking for any answer. They're like, well, it seems like most of the times that these things were done was kind of a just in case thing, right? Mm-hmm. Where it wasn't necessarily like, well, this one's definitely a vampire. She's going to come back, give her the sickle, give her the big toe lock. And it was just kind of like a, well, maybe.
You know? If that was the case, they'd do it for everyone though, right?
Maybe.
Merch idea. We got to sell big toe locks for dead bodies with Hometown Ghost Stories logos on it.
Mm-hmm.
Those would sell like hotcakes.
Gotta get like the old school, like iron shackle toe lock.
I got $1 million idea.
Okay, hopping into the next one. This is Ghost Glare. Arizona trucker shares footage of a chilling sighting. A trucker passing through Arizona says that his dash cam appears to have caught what looks like a ghost. But of course, that's unconfirmed. William Church says he was driving on SR-87 near mile marker 200 around 2:30 a.m. on March 11th when he passed by a transparent figure standing on the side of the road. Now, this story is from 2023. Obviously, March 11th is in a few days. So Church said he was between Phoenix and Payson with no cars in sight. He described the figure as, quote, just standing in the roadway as I passed by. Looks like you can see the lines through the legs making the figure. SR-87 has seen its fair share of deadly car crashes as it's one of the state's main highways to get to and from the mountain communities.
I'm gonna speculate before you finish the story that I've read about this road and it being haunted, and a lot of people just drive off the side of it not seeing a turn. But I could be wrong, but I have heard of a road out in Arizona that this happened. So I'm speculating that it's the same road.
Right. We have the video, so we'll watch that in a moment here. For audio listeners, we'll describe what's in the video, but we'll finish the story first. On March 14th, days after the photo was captured, the attention of many, we spoke with two people who saw it first. The truck driver who thought it was a human and another person sitting in a passenger seat who thought it was a ghost. Quote, I actually twitched the wheel to miss whatever it was or whoever it was, said Church. At the time it all unfolded, Church had taken over driving shift from Erica Lake. At first, I thought it was a human, and then when you can't really see the face and the top of the body up, I wondered what, and we were thinking maybe it was a ghost, said Lake. Ever so elegantly. Church took a closer look when they reached their next stop. Quote, we don't know if it was a person or something spiritual or something, but it was in the form of a human. That's all I know, said Church. And then we get the opinion of a Arizona professor who weighed in on it, said the video had many people questioning what they saw. On March 14th, Jared Hogel, a professor of English at the University of Arizona, talked about the footage. Quote, there could be another explanation, but there's also the possibility, like with flying objects, said Hogel. It could be from alien places. They could be supernatural, or this could be a ghostly figure. Hogel, who is an international authority on Gothic literature, says that he has studied sightings from the 19th century that are similar to what the video shows. Quote, it's appealing to think that it might be supernatural, but there's also a possibility of another explanation. And it's sort of fun to be on the cutting edge of one or the other without having to decide, said Hogel. And that's all he said. So I didn't really get to the juicy part of the conversation, but he thinks
that just walked away.
Yeah.
He's like, this is, you want more? You got to pay me some more money.
Wait till you hear this. And then he just leaves.
He just runs.
Yeah. I know the true answer. Catch me if you want to know. Yeah. Like, what is this? All right. That's fine. There's video file, but it says they're talking about pictures. So I don't know if they captured a picture or an actual video, but let's watch it here. This is via Fox 10. Oh, shit.
Oh.
I missed it.
It'll be right here on the right side, right there.
Oh, what is that? That is weird.
This is some of the coolest footage I've ever seen. Here's it slowed down.
Terrible job describing to the audio listeners what's going on too, by the way.
Oh, no, I'm just surprised at this moment. Okay, so what we're getting here is... that might actually just be a person. I don't know. It was transparent. Aww. Okay. Audio listeners, here's what we're looking at. Dash cam footage, truck driving at night, everything that you don't want to see when you're driving down a pitch black roadway. As they cruise by, he's walking in the road. If it's a real person, don't do that. This figure, it seems that it's transparent. That's what it looks like. And it's like, it seems like from the waist up, it's even more transparent. But this was, holy shit, that looked like a ghost. I was expecting
like a pair of legs.
Yeah, I was expecting to watch this footage and be like, yeah, that's just a person in the road. But where it's walking is strange.
Yeah, my initial reaction was I thought it was like a deer or something, because of the eye level of the figure. But then you clearly see that it's not an animal, like in terms of something on all fours. So, and then it looks like it's a pair of legs, and it's just missing waist high.
It also looked like it was white and misty and semi-transparent.
Yeah, so unless it's a person that's been walking along that road and got covered with dust or something like that, it really looked like it was like a ghostly white transparent figure, or it had kind of like a bluish tint to it. But the video wasn't in black and white. You could see the colors of the like the markers in the road, and it was not a black and white video, but this person was that was a ghostly figure. So we'll post a link to that below. You guys can check out that video. We'll share it in Discord. But wow, that actually was much better than I thought it was going to be.
That was
very cool footage. So that one's out of Arizona. Happened back in March, made the news, and that is some crazy footage. I actually love that.
That was good.
I'm definitely going to be watching that footage again after we end the show, just because I need to dissect it like 300 different ways and see what I actually see what I think. But it looks very ghostly.
It did. Skin crawling CCTV moment. Ghost pushes drinks off bar as owner convinced pub is haunted.
Pretty excited. We get more stationary liquid ghost from Dave.
So the skin crawling moment, a ghost pushes drinks off of a pub bar, has been captured on CCTV. And its owner is convinced the place is haunted. So Rob referenced this at the beginning of me trying to read the the headline. And last time the UK published a story like this, they didn't include the CCTV footage, which I found very frustrating. Fortunately, this time they did, and we will check that out after. In two strange videos, pints of beer can be seen slowly moving off the bar, seemingly on their own accord. The bizarre incident happened twice in 2 hours at the same spot at the same boozer. Drinks at the Jolly Sailor Pub in Folly near Southampton, hence say now have suspicions of paranormal activity at their local.
Why don't we call the bars the boozers? That's an awesome word that we don't use in America.
I can definitely get on board with that.
Although it does really make you sound like a degenerate, right? He's at the boozer again.
Can't get him to stay out of the boozer for more than 2 minutes. If you, like us, are not from the UK and don't know what hants are, that is the local slang term for people from the Hamptons. I looked that up because
I thought they were hand pants.
Hand pants. Hand pants. Gloves.
In the UK, they call those hand pants.
Fetch my hand pants, would you?
I can't go outside. It's really cold and I can't find my hand pants. Fuck yeah. We got a UK story. Let's keep it going.
Manager Emily Waters, 33, said the bar is level and that it was completely dry, leaving her stumped. Mrs. Waters, who's managed the pub for 3 years.
Oh, I don't trust her. Is she going to place say that the place is fucking dry? Mrs. Waters? Yeah. Sure. That really sounds like something Mrs. Waters would say. No water here, we promise.
Mrs. Waters, who has managed the pub for 3 years, says the only explanation is a ghost haunting the venue. Both incidents of the pints sliding off the edge of the bar are said to have happened on the same day. She said they were taken on the same day, about 2 hours apart. It's all a bit weird. The three ladies are some of our diehard regulars, and when it happened, we were all chatting and joking that she was angling for a free pint, but she insisted she didn't touch it. I said I can settle this by having a look at the camera, so I went back and had a look. I didn't expect to see it move by itself. Later on, it was a young family, and when it happened, the man was very apologetic, but I told him, hang on, let me check something, and just sure enough, when I checked the cameras, the same thing had happened. I just thought this was so weird. So I'm going to go play this video now because I want to see it. So they're sitting there. You see the drink slowly sliding towards the edge of the table, and then it tips off.
What would your life look like if fear was not an option? Find out in the new series, Them, The Scare. It's an all-new installment of the horror anthology, now streaming only on Prime Video. The series takes place in Los Angeles in the early 90s, with a city on edge of complete chaos. Deborah Iorindi returns this season as LAPD homicide detective Don Reeve, who has been assigned to solve a new case that has left even the most hardened detectives shaken, to find the South Side Slayer. As she gives everything to uncover the truth, something horrific and supernatural begins to haunt her and her family. Them, the Scare features the legendary Pam Grier, Luke James, Wayne Knight, plus many more, and is sure to keep you guessing at every turn. Horror fans, get ready for your new obsession. This is something you do not want to miss. And remember, fear is not an option. Watch Them, the Scare, on Prime Video, now streaming.
It's weird because it slides and stops.
Yeah, nobody's hands are near it. It looks like it might actually be on a coaster. And then it slides off the table and it's on a cord. Now, I will say that them adding the detail of the bar being dry is important, because a lot of times when you place a glass down on a bar top and there's some condensation underneath, the thing will just start sliding around on its own.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Which all the time, I'm like, oh, look, it's a ghost.
But well, that, I mean, the reactions are so natural of all the people at the bar is the other thing. It doesn't look like anyone's acting, which right. is important.
No, and how do you act that? You know, that you're this is just three ladies at a boozer.
Yeah, know? But they just saw the second video too with the gentleman as well, and they all acted pretty normal. So it doesn't look like anyone's purposely doing anything at the bar.
So at a first glance, I mean, that bar is really close to the edge of the table. So for audio listeners, it's like an inch away from the edge of the table before it does slide off. But you do see in the video, you do see it move on its own and slide off. Again, we got to kind of take them at their word when they say that the bar was dry. It also, in the first video, at least looks like the drink is actually on a coaster, which means it would not just start sliding around like that at most bars. They say it's level. Mm. Again, we got to kind of believe them there. But for it to happen twice in one day and not happen again or not happen before, you're kind of like, what's going on there? Why would that happen that day? Right. But if it's something that commonly happens, then you got to start thinking, okay, is this thing really level or is this just something that happens all the time?
Yeah.
Is there more to the story?
Later in the article, she did say that it's not the first creepy thing to happen at the pub. She said for years, people have been talking about how it's an old building in an old area. There's always things that happen at the pub that are unexplained. Unfortunately, she didn't elaborate as to what those things are, but that strange things happen there all the time. So it would be interesting. The place is called the Jolly Sailor Pub in Folly. So it'd be interesting maybe to go take a look at that location and see if we can dig up some history on it.
You just want to drink. You just want to go there and drink.
I literally meant go online and look up the history of the building. Oh, but yeah,
I thought we were plans.
All right. I absolutely would go to this place and drink.
There is no shortage. We could actually do, if we were to do a London trip, which is not in my top 10 places I want to go right now, if we were to go eventually to London to do a part two of London, because we've done London, right? Or we did Jack the Ripper. Either way, my point is, we could do a whole series on haunted pubs in London because they are everywhere. And when we were out there, I made it a point to hit the 10 bells and try to visit as many of these haunted pubs as I could. But London is so much bigger than you think it is. So it was really, it wasn't the weekend ago. There was a lot of stuff going on in the city. So there was a ton of traffic. There was a giant protest and stuff like that with hundreds of thousands of people. So everything was jam packed out there. So to hop in like an Uber or a taxi, you're going to pay like $80 just to go across the city to go to a pub. So we didn't do all that, but that could be, there are so many and they're so cool. And I mean, you talk about, we got no shortage of haunted pubs here in the United States, but you're talking about ones that are hundreds and hundreds of years old as opposed to like 75 to 100 years old out here. So you get a lot of history, but a lot of haunted pubs out there. That'd be a lot of fun.
We could just fly out there real quick, first take a 6-hour flight, go to this one pub, have one drink, put it on the bar, either verify or debunk it, and just get right back on the plane and be home the same day.
Yeah,
it seems like a good use of money.
Yep. Travel agent Rob weighs in with some travel ideas. We always appreciate that here on Hometown Ghost Stories, something you don't get on any other podcast unless you listen to travel podcasts, which I think we're categorized under on some podcasting platforms. We're like travel and adventure. Yeah, why not? See that? Perfect. So those are our news stories. Those are some pretty good ones. I love the ones that have footage. So I do love that footage of the trucker was wild. So I'm going to be watching that a few more times. The bar stuff was very cool. And we got more vampire stuff. We've been talking about vampires a lot these last couple of months, huh?
Yeah, we might have to keep the vampire thing rolling over the next few months and hit on some of the European vampires, which we just got a little sprinkle of. But there's so much to talk about in terms of what they were doing in Europe to vampires. We also need to talk about European witches, because as much as we talk about Salem in America, they were much worse to perceived witches over in Europe.
Well, just sheer numbers wise, they executed hundreds and hundreds of them. Salem is famous for, you know, I should know this off the top of my head, the 20 that the 20 got executed out here roughly. So, but you have like, you know, potentially thousands of them over in all of Europe. So let's thank our patrons real quick, starting with Dave D, Kate and Steve M, Blazora, Glitter Tees, Cammy from Washington, Kelly C, Jennifer P, Dakota G, Nick, Donnie N, Inspires Gaming, Allison V, Robert H, Anna C, J9, Mallory K, Demon King, Mom and Pops W, Lisa J, and A Hard Day's Night Bot, Rob Still Uses a Flip Phone. Those were our VIP members. Thank you so much for being VIPs. Next up, we're going to jump into the Warren's Wards, kicking it off with Lacey, Nefarious, Chad Poles, Wahini Pirate, I Hate Rob, Julie G, Eugene M, Arcade Hunters, Siobhan, Not Sharon, Kath Q, Liz Young, DC, Chris Connolly, The Other, Rachel B, Sarah Cook, Stitch Kitten, Ambie Rose, Janice G, Jesse's Allegedly Discovered Bone Fragments, Lily, Rachel B. The state of Austin is the sixth tallest state. Fact. Sydney always looking in a mirror. Bowman, what were you saying, Rob?
I just said fact.
Oh, that's facts. Awesome. Yeah, it is so tall. Some say the sixth most. Papa Squatch. Ginger steals souls to see the reflection. Steph A. Stan the man with the ham hands and loving it. Thank you so much for being part of the Warren's Wards. And once again, welcome back to Stan the man with the ham hands. Great stuff. Rachel G. Cold Warrior, hey Siri, show me pictures of Dave and Rob's nipples. I can't believe I just said that. Insert vague reference from a missed live stream. D from H-Town, Meteus, Sarah B, Dominica, Queen Chan's Revenge, Angel the Defiler. I keep reading that word to see if I'm saying it correctly, but it's the Defiler. Monster Mom 04, Shannon K, Allie, Dark Snark, Skippity Wumpus, the Great Worm Wrangler of the Ohio, demands a tribute in the form of SpaghettiOs. Megan S, Morgan S, Hometown Dave's Missing Beard Stories, Mark 20, The Haunted Grape, Sharon V, Wayne C, sucking back pickled toe shots with the king. They did fix the L. Nice. They did. They went back to fix it. I still messed up reading it, but thank you, Nancy. Crystal Quinn, Aaron A, Mina H, Colby, the unnamed serial killer, Daddy Rob is thicker than a spooky Snickers. Alicia E, Thick Boy Freddy and Samoa Ghost versus Colonel Mustard in the Driscoll with a poorly yeeted, hella haunted, super creepy painting. Swanee, Hometown Scootin' Stories, the sixth tallest stream in the state of Austin, Sam from Nepal. Joe, yes, Australia does have states. R, Paul from St. Louis, Al Capone, Huggy Bear, can't think of anything. Oh, well, this Patreon name blows. Solar Flare, Mariah M, Kirillie J, Anthony, Rob sucks on toes, don't let him fool you. T, Cody G, Brandon W, Hooper the Hellhound, Soph, and the REM pod. Still dolphin. Still got a lot of dolphin there, but you know, we're figuring it out. We're learning to communicate just like the REM pod does.
Or it's becoming sentient.
Kind of want it to be sentient, right? Yeah. Kind of want our paranormal equipment to have a life of their own.
Just go party.
It's late. We've recorded way too much audio tonight. And I'm going to go to bed after we do more of this. So thank you guys so much for tuning in. We'll be back on Tuesday with another live episode. Hey, is it my episode? Great. Love doing that all the time. Shoot me in the balls. We'll talk to you guys next time. Thank you so much for tuning in. Goodbye.